This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Brand new dirty work. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Natalia and Shaggy. This is Taylor from Virginia Beach.
Hi, Taylor. Kind of like one of my favorite artists. I know people judge. Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I really, really need you guys to help me out.
Well, you called the right place. That's what we're here for. So tell us, what can we do?
So I went to my best friend Bree's house for her big Super Bowl party on Sunday night, and we all were drinking. But, you know, it's a big group of people. We regularly hang out. We're all friends. But after Sunday night, no one is talking to me, and no one will tell me what happened, and Bree will not respond to any of my calls or texts.
Okay, so back up. Give us the full story. What do you mean no one is talking to you? Like, I need details.
Okay, like I said, it was like 15 of us all hanging out at Bree's house watching the game. We were all drinking, all having fun. I guess I had a little too much, and things kind of went dark for me after the halftime performance that Kendrick did. And, like, I woke up in Bree's guest room Monday morning, but I was naked, and my clothes were all around the room, and now Bree won't respond to me.
Okay, so just hear me out. Maybe you just got really hot, and you wanted to get comfortable, and that's why you were totally in the nude. And was Bree not home Monday morning? So you could ask her, and you also mentioned the people from the party aren't really talking to you or telling you what's up either?
So Bree was already at work the next day when I woke up in her guest room, and, like, I couldn't talk to her in person because she was at work, so I couldn't ask her what happened. And when I text the other people that were there to ask if I said or did anything embarrassing, all I get back is, that's something you and Bree really need to talk about. Or, like, I got one back that said, we don't want to get involved. So I'm, like, so worried, you guys.
You really actually, seriously, have absolutely no idea what you maybe might have done?
No, like, I really don't. And I just thought we were all having fun. And I, unfortunately, decided to drink tequila instead of wine or beer. And tequila is my nemesis. And I just had way too much. But, you know, it was a party. But, like, I hate that I did that. And that I can't remember what happened after halftime. And I'm just, like, so incredibly sad that I can't get an answer from Bree. Like, I don't know why she's not speaking to me, and I just want to know what happened so that I can apologize properly.
Huh. All right, Natalia, thanks for, like, literally running this, because I was trying to think of an idea, and I got one. So, actually, hang on the line. We got to get Bree's number.
Yep, hello?
Hi there, good morning. Is this Bree?
Yeah, this is. And you are...
Well, this is Mitch, and I'm calling from the Polls of America, and we're trying to gather some data stats in regards to Super Bowl parties. It is an incredible quick survey, like less than 2 minutes. Do you think you would have a couple seconds to participate?
Sure. I mean, as long as it's quick, because I really gotta hurry up and get to work. So.
Okay, we'll make it fast. One, did you host a Super Bowl party? And if you did, how many people attended?
I did, actually. And there were about, about 15 people there. Yeah.
Okay, great. That sounds fun. All right, question two. Did you enjoy the halftime performance from Kendrick Lamar? And did you like the commercials this year?
Loved Kendrick Lamar. Love me some Lamar. I thought he was great. And the commercials were okay. Some were pretty good. And some were just, you know, flat out terrible. But, okay, are we almost done? Because I'll be right there. Are we almost done? I got to get out the door.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Thanks. By the way, thanks for your help. This is the last question. Will you be hosting another Super Bowl party next year with the same people and all?
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, you sound pretty adamant about that. Is it because your house got trashed, or did some of your guests like get a little too crazy, or maybe didn't chip in?
Oh yeah. Some really crazy happens. All right. But, this year ruined it for me. No hosting. No hosting me again. Never hosting.
Okay. So the way you're talking now, you kind of have me hooked. Like, personally, what happened? You said you liked the Kendrick, you liked the commercial sort of. It seemed like you had a good time. So why are you saying you will never host again?
Oh, gosh. I'd rather not say, actually. You know what? My supposed best friend, Taylor, got super wasted, and I caught her having sex with my stepdad in my guest room. Okay. Look, he and my mom, they've been divorced for a long time, but, like, my dad was never in the picture, and my stepdad, you know, he's been basically my dad. And truthfully, he is more of a parent to me than my mom is. So we're actually really close, and Bree knows the family drama behind all of that. And she started to get super sloppy around halftime, and she was flirting with him, and a bunch of people told her to slow it down with the drinking and knock it off with the flirting. Then to walk in on that, I'm just, okay, disgusted. I think you get it. I think you get the picture.
Okay, all right. So you're telling me you've never, like, I don't know, got blacked out drunk and made a horrible mistake before?
Look, she's an adult. Again, I have, you know, shared some family history, personal stuff with her, and we all tried to, you know, tell her. We tried to tell her, stop flirting, slow it down with the drinking. And she was basically belligerent. You know, I mean, I've had some moments of drinking regret, but no, I have never had to ask friends what I did or what happened the night before because I got so out of control. It's just, it's done for me. I mean,
okay, so again, just the outside guy looking in, so friendship with this girl that used to be one of your best friends, that's out the window.
No, I mean, look, I answered the survey questions and I really need to get to work. Am I done talking about this touchy Taylor or her new nickname due to her party shenanigans? I mean, have a good day. We calling her Touchy Taylor, get it?
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.